You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You sure you want to do this?
Am I sure I want to do this?
What is this?
This is a podcast.
Yeah.
Has it started?
The podcast. Yeah, like, we're recording.
What's the script?
The script. There's no script.
What am I supposed to say?
We could say whatever we want.
Really? So we're raw dogging it?
Yeah. You should not.
You didn't say anything but that.
You should not be opening up the podcast saying that we're going to be raw. First of all, the podcast with my parents saying that tonight we are going to be raw dogging it. That is what a strong open. Are you going to be okay?
I think I'm a little punchy from the flight.
She's not herself.
Yeah, you just got off a plane. You know, you got a lot of energy because you were snoring on the plane.
And they said it couldn't be done. He said I wasn't snoring.
Well, you were sleeping though. Yes. They said it couldn't be. You were saying that you can't sleep on flights.
I have a hard time, but you know what?
I'm finding
my way now.
Wow. I can be asleep before wheels up.
Yeah, you're asleep all the time.
We know.
If I'm in a moving vehicle, I'm asleep.
I'm about to say something to him.
Not when I'm driving, though.
And then he's like, sleeping.
You guys have tangentially showed up in my work, but I would say this is like...
Oh, yeah, I walked in on your last...
Yeah, you were in the first episode.
The first episode.
Yeah, I don't think you knew you would be... Well, I kind of feel like you knew what you were doing coming down there.
Oh, yeah, I know what's going on.
Oh, he's sneaky.
Yeah, he was like, how do I make this about me?
I want to be part of history.
How do I make this about me?
Yeah, I mean that's how.
No, it's just it was a historical aspect. I want to be in on the ground floor of
your early investor,
right?
The last time we tried to talk about early investor.
Yeah, we're in early investors.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. From the get go.
The last time I tried to do this, what was it? Was it 2019 or 2020? It was the last time I tried to.
It was 2020.
I tried to do a video for I think my main channel where I was doing a. Supposed to do a Q&A with my parents. I asked my audience, and one of the pinnacle questions was someone asked to have my dad open up his mouth as wide as possible, and I think that was what killed that video because then they shut down. They were not willing.
No, he didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to do it. But I think it's been 5 years. It's been half a decade. I feel like I've made a name for myself in this world. I think this has worked out pretty well.
Wait, who are you again?
I feel like I deserve a treat, Dad. And so I kind of want to ask you right now as we open this podcast, would you open your mouth as wide as possible?
Sure.
That's as wide as possible?
I'm older now. 5 years ago, it would have been wider.
Yeah, okay. It would have been way wider.
Give me one more. Just really? Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Can you open your... How... Why can you open... Oh, yes. Okay.
Well, that's frighteningly wide.
Yeah, frighteningly wide.
It's the Ted's Parents episode. Let's take it easy. everybody to Take It Easy. This is the podcast. We're in the paternity period still. Tucker is still wiping ass, and he will continue to wipe ass for many years. But, you know, on the theme of, new parents, I got some old parents right here. I got.
We're so old.
I got the blueprint right here of the best parents in the world. My parents, Theodore Nivison Sr.
Oh.
And my beautiful, wonderful mother,
Ted
Lisa Nivison.
Ted 1.
Mom and Dad.
Ted 2.
I'm Ted 2. Can you believe
Ted
it?
One.
I am
one.
Not the original. I am actually a junior, and there will be more Theodore Nivisons coming after me. Because I'm gonna continue the chain.
Wonderful.
Yeah. But welcome, guys. You guys just flew in today.
A little while ago.
Yeah. The first thing I want to talk about today is something that's been on the mind lately, because it's still in my comments even after the date's passed. But October 23rd, 2025. I lived. Everybody knows I lived. People like to say that I didn't. But, you know, you guys make those comments. You say that you might think, oh, this only affects Ted. This is a funny joke. I give you one example of someone who was very affected by this. And that is, what was that like for you, Mom?
Scary.
Okay.
Because I thought, what if something actually happened on that day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you sort of viewed it as like a prophecy of sorts?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. And then I kept thinking, oh, 5 more days. I look at Reddit.
You're on the Reddit?
Yeah.
She's everywhere.
You said that like someone who's like, I shouldn't be, but I can't stay away. I can't put it down.
No, I.
You guys are on the Patreon too.
Dad,
you're on the Patreon.
I got the Halloween card.
Yeah, you got the card. Halloween card. I saw the family group chat.
I was like, what is that?
He's like, he's a supporter. $5 a month. But if you're in the highest tier, you get the holiday cards.
We got the highest tier.
And we got one for every holiday.
One would think we would get holiday cards despite the Patreon.
You're getting holiday cards.
No, but you would think.
Well, you gotta put in.
I know.
You gotta give and then you get. That's kind of.
Oh, is that how it works?
I went for the highest level, and Lisa was like, "What are you doing?
I know.
I want the holiday cards.
Don't give them that.
Support the cards. So, hey, I'm still on the phone plan. You know, it's not like you guys are playing something.
I forgot about
my family's phone plan.
People were saying rest in peace.
They were.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it
literally, I showed someone, it was like Theodore Kennedy Nivison Jr., your birthday and your date of death.
Oh, yeah. I was seeing Reddit posts, or no, I was seeing TikToks where people were doing like edits that were like commemorative edits. There was like, I saw a TikTok post that was a fake Instagram post written by Dad. That was saying, like, written on your, like, you writing on, like a statement
eulogy?
on my Instagram.
Or about the passing of Ted?
Yeah, where it was we're so heartbroken tell you that. When I saw that one, I was like, okay, that's ridiculous. Yeah. That's like just, that's straight up, it gets to the point where it's like, okay, well, now this is just straight up misinformation. Now we're rocking on a fake news.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, so on the day of...
Don't read the comments.
The day before and the day of, my mom was texting me maybe...
Every couple weeks before.
I was getting a text. She's like, "Still alive?
Can you just text me? I just wanted check-ins. Yeah. That's all. I did text you.
Yeah.
You did. I'm alive.
Yeah.
But that was just once. I needed constant check-ins.
Yeah. But hey, we were here, and you know, things are going great. And you're,
no,
you're
but I was just like, this wouldn't actually happen. Like, realistically, I knew.
Oh, sure, but I mean, there's always a chance.
I was like, what? You're driving? That's
I was driving somewhere, and she was like, "That seems like a bad idea."
That's
Do you know what day it is?
Yeah,
you're supposed to.
There could be an accident.
There could be an assassin that's been sent by Schlatt.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but like,
and I'm mad in it for this whole thing.
Yeah, are you pissed?
I'm not happy with Schlatt.
Well, tell it to the camera. Tell it to him.
He listens to the podcast. Got my wife all upset.
Are you sure?
About this shit.
Are you sure he listens?
Schlatt.
It's not a good thing.
You upset my wife.
Oh.
You threaten
my
family.
For you.
I'm coming for you.
No.
He's from New Jersey.
I wasn't really upset. I was just like,
forget about it.
All right, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
But we came through it.
I know it was like, started out as a joke, but then it was like, as the day got close, it was like,
it was
what?
Like, is it a joke? Yeah.
No, it was
weird. No, I mean, you got to think about how it was for me, because it was like, every time I'm looking at my comments, I'm trying to post content, I'm trying to do my job. And people are like, no matter what piece of content I post, that's like, it's not about the video. Like, I'd see a bunch of, I got 100, I got 200,
five
I got 500 comments.
Left.
I got 500 comments. Oh my God, I wonder what people have to see about this thing that I put into the world. Mm. On Take It Easy, on my second channel, on my main channel, in my Instagram comments, on my Reddit, it's all, on my Twitter, it's all, 5 more days, Ted.
Yeah. Yeah.
5 more.
What's it like?
And then the Reaper's coming to your door. And I'm
that's
like,
right.
What do you guys think this is?
How's it feel? How did it feel? Yeah.
I feel like
Were you anxious? Were you like looking over your shoulder?
I said this on one of the other podcasts that I did here. I was like, to a certain degree, I was like, what if they are right? Because if you hear something enough, then you're like, oh shit. Like, I went to bed on October 22nd. I was like,
huh. This is it.
Well, that would be... I mean, I guess I wouldn't know.
Did you know where Schlatt was the entire time?
I wasn't aware of his whereabouts, which I think was most bone-chilling.
That was probably
bone-chilling.
A tactical mistake.
Mm, yeah, no, I should have...
Tactical mistake!
I should have had some... I should have had like 3 satellites
you
on him at any given moment.
I know!
You should have had an ankle bracelet on him.
You were unprepared for that day.
I know, yeah. I got to get a satellite sponsor or something like that. How much... stuff do you guys think that you have at your house from like sponsorships that I did where I'm like, I did the sponsor, it's good, you guys should use it.
We still got the Simply Safe doorbell.
Oh yeah, from like 3 years ago. Solar,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever I have like something like Simply Safe that I've done for ads, it's like I can't install it in an apartment, so I'll just like send it to my parents and then they'll start using it.
Yeah.
And you guys do HelloFresh.
No, we don't do that.
No, we do Hello Kitty.
Well, don't say anything else.
Okay.
You did HelloFresh at one point.
I loved it. Yes.
And you loved it.
It was delicious.
Our experience with it has been positive.
There you go. There
no,
you go.
I did.
Our experience.
Yeah.
We have nothing bad to say.
You like HelloFresh.
I do. Yeah. I had it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly, I'm woefully unprepared on what we would even be talking about on this. What are you doing? You're putting your foot in my knee pit.
Yeah. Knee pit.
What's that when a dog is like always needs to be like
touching?
Like touching you. It's like an anchor dog or something. Well, you guys are like getting
anchor.
Relaxed.
This is love sack.
What is this? Yeah,
so
you like my love?
It's a couch, man.
This was
I'm
a couch.
Like snuggling into this.
I've talked about this couch whenever we do a podcast in here. I always end up talking about the couch a little bit. And this was the brand of couch that my mom recommended. So she's very happy that I have a love sack couch. I can say to the world right now that this was my mother's idea. Moms are right sometimes.
I finally get some.
Sometimes. I mean, although there are people out there that have bad moms.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. What do you mean, really? What are you talking about? You couldn't even conceptualize the notion of it.
I'm kidding. There was a movie.
Wow. Yeah.
Bad Moms.
Really?
It's a good movie. Yeah, it's funny.
Is it about bad? But can you get these off of me?
Really? What's you don't like those?
No, I don't want you.
She flew
5,000 miles to put her feet on you.
Yeah, I don't want
you in an airport. Here so I could touch you.
I don't want your airport feet on me right now. Get them off of me.
What? What exactly are airport feet?
How about this? How about this? I'll give you 20 seconds of this action.
What?
Hold my hand.
A hand hold?
You're rationing?
What? What is this? What is that? What is that?
I want some steamrolling.
You give me this shit?
Come on, steamrolling.
I'm going to get a little bit.
Steamroll? What is that? Like when
I'm going to go into a meadow and we can roll over each other. Remember? On the vineyard we did
that? Yeah, we did. This is a mom that lives across the country from me. This is, you know, that you got to understand, guys. Yeah. But was I a cool kid? Come on.
Cool? Define cool.
I know, really.
Don't cool? say the question.
What's
don't,
cool?
What's cool?
Don't say the descriptor back to me, though, because then that just means, like,
but what's
I was
cool?
anything but.
What's cool?
Cool? Like, just so cool. Mm-mm. You know? Just,
no, you weren't cool. You weren't cool.
God damn. Holy shit.
You weren't cool.
Okay, what was I then?
You were trying to figure shit out.
As every child is.
You were a tiny right. attorney.
You were a tiny attorney. You okay. were. You were. Right. You like to argue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
And that wasn't cool.
Well, I mean, I think you guys just had a lot of bad ideas.
Oh, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys were just like trying to tell me what to do all the time.
I know.
And I was like, stupid. And I was like, who do these people think they are?
Parents.
Yeah, what these guys are. These guys are trying to tell me to do stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what the teachers said. They said Ted understands the rules. He just doesn't think they apply to him.
Yeah, no, I remember that's like a quote you guys have been using over the years.
And it's so
it
true.
Was spot on. That was Una.
Oh, Una Thurman.
No.
My first grade teacher.
Una Thurman?
Mm-hmm. Una Thurman.
That was not her last name.
I think it was. She was in
Kill Bill.
Was
that
yeah,
was
Kill Bill.
That was
Thurman.
That. Kill Bill kind of was like raising
yeah,
you.
No, my first grade teacher
third
was Uma Thurman, star of Kill Bill, and what Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. Was she anything else?
Una was this lovely Irish woman.
Mother.
Third grade teacher
of that girl that's in Stranger Things, sired with mm-hmm. with Ethan Hawke, was it?
Ethan Hawke sired that child, yes.
Yeah, but I don't remember. It's like, what's her...
what is this?
I don't know, Bethel Hawke? I don't know what her name is. I don't know, she was in Stranger Things. You've seen Stranger Things.
Bella?
Tony Hawke.
Maya?
Maya Hawke. Maya Hawke, daughter of...
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke
Uma Thurman,
who was my first grade teacher, and said that
no.
I understand the rules, but I don't think they apply.
I don't
want to
talk about your first grade teacher. She was horrible, but
Now I do want to talk about my... Okay.
She had a conversation with me out in the hallway.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And she was like, you got to put a muzzle on your son.
No, she said, I don't think Ted's getting the routine... of the homework packet. And I went,
yeah, I'm not doing it.
The routine that started 2 weeks ago? That one?
Oh.
She was a sixth grade teacher.
Oh, and she was previously. Like, so she was expecting sixth grade results.
I don't know.
Jeez. Yeah, it
I almost guffawed.
I remember there was a point at one, there was this kid in my first grade class. And he thought he was Batman.
He thought he was?
Yeah, he was pretty convinced. He was pretty convinced he was like Batman, or he was like some sort of apprentice to like the Way of the Bat.
Okay.
The Way of the Bat.
Yeah. You're familiar with the Way of the Bat. Yeah.
An apprentice.
Yeah. And
kinda
I remember
like a plumber's
somehow I ended up being his antagonist, or I maybe have challenged his honor in some way. So I remember during a recess of sorts, I believe that we had like some sort of fight, but I don't think it was like a real fight, but I think it was enough that it pissed Uma Thurman off.
Okay, can we stop talking about Uma Thurman?
That was her name.
No.
This episode of Take It Easy is sponsored by Uncommon Goods.
The holidays keep on a-coming. Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, so now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Good looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. Speaking of supporting communities, with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. I've been browsing Uncommon Goods for 2 minutes and I've already found the perfect gift. The Mason Jar Indoor Herb Garden is an amazing gift for basically anybody I know. My friends at work, my sisters back home, they would love this. And it's made by a small independent company, Sarah and Nick. Thank you, Sarah and Nick. This is an amazing product. And I honestly will buy this for somebody in my life. Any earthy, crunchy person in my life, which there are countless, would love the Mason Jar Indoor Herb Garden. I'm already in love with Uncommon Goods, and I will definitely be buying gifts from their site this Christmas.
To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/takeiteasy. That's uncommongoods.com/takeiteasy for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. This episode of Take It Easy is also sponsored by Soul.
Cold nights, cozy blankets, and Soul's out-of-office gummies. It's my new favorite routine. Throw on my favorite holiday movie, The Boy Who Saved Christmas, grab a gummy, and unwind. It's the little self-care ritual that keeps me calm through the holiday chaos. Soul is a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun and easy. Soul specializes in delicious, hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. Their best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz, boost your mood, and enhance creativity and relaxation. With 5 different strengths, you can tailor the dose to fit your vibe. From a gentle 1.5 milligram microdose to their newest 15 milligram gummy for a more elevated experience. So if you have a great unwind, make sure to take advantage of Soul's Black Friday, Cyber Monday deal now. For a limited time, get 40% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TAKEITEASY. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TAKEITEASY for 40% off. Don't miss their best deals of the year. And now back to the episode.
My first grade teacher's name was Uma Thurman.
No, third grade teacher's name was Una.
She's my first grade teacher.
No, third.
Third grade?
Can we
get
memory.
Some of the research this, please?
You used to have a really good memory.
Third grade?
I rely on third you grade. To have the good memory.
Third grade.
Dad has an awful memory.
Well, I just forget the things because third grade was never really a lot good for me.
Okay, no, third grade was Callie.
Yeah? No.
I guess it was kindergarten, fifth, wasn't it?
Fifth grade was Karen.
Second grade. Who?
Second grade was Nancy.
Nancy was fourth grade.
Nope.
Yes, it was?
No, she was my second grade teacher because we learned analog clock. First
what
of all,
year?
Contextually, in the school, get those off of me!
Did you have
get
Una?
Them off!
Did you ever have Una?
I did! First grade! I had Una Thurman in first grade.
Her name's not...
Star of Pulp Fiction, star of Kill Bill, part one and two.
It's not Ted. I got to go into the archives.
Directed by prolific director Quentin Tarantino.
Okay, who was your kindergarten teacher? No, don't say that before her name.
Fucking Jen.
Nope. Why would you say fucking Jen?
A lot of litigating here on the memories and stuff. But big piece of context here. I went to a hippie elementary school where we called our teachers by their first names.
What's hippie about that?
That most people don't do it. Most people.
So cutting edge.
Okay. I like that spin. I'm liking that. Okay. So kindergarten, I had Jen. First grade, Uma Thurman. Second grade, Nancy. Third grade, Callie. Fourth grade,
Karen. That's what you said.
Yeah, Karen.
Nancy.
And then
Tara.
Fifth grade, I think Karen was fifth grade.
I think so, too. I think Nancy was fourth grade, which I said before.
I think that Nancy was second grade because it was downstairs. I am being gaslit right now. I am being gaslit. Should we go in? Do we have any files that we could reference here?
I don't have
any. We can't Google.
I didn't bring them to LA with me.
We can't Google this.
No.
We can't Google this. But sixth grade was Tara.
Yes.
And she was tough.
She was?
I mean, she was like, you know, she was she took no bullshit is in that regard.
Okay, she shouldn't have. Okay. Especially from you.
Whoa. All right. Well,
I'm sure you were handing it out though.
How did this conversation start? You guys were telling me how much of a cool kid I was.
It went in a different direction than you thought it would.
This is my first time in this new apartment of yours.
Yeah, it is. It is. But weren't you telling me how cool I was as a kid, though? You were telling me that, I think.
Nobody was.
No, cool wasn't. No.
Well, whatever the case, cool. I fought a kid in first grade, and Uma was pissed.
You fought him? With fists?
Yeah, I think it was like a lot of back. I just remember getting talked to. Yeah, no, I feel like elementary school was good. I feel like that set the seeds of...
Doesn't sound like it.
There was fights every now and then, but it set the seeds of, there was a lot of exposure to art and stuff, which was good.
Oh, yes.
That was good. It was a weird school, too, because it was... I mean, I've already said where I'm from. I'm from Acton, Massachusetts, and the school I went to was McCarthy Town.
Why do you think it was weird?
Okay, so the building had two elementary schools in it, and it was split in half.
Yes.
So there was one side of the school that was Merriam, and the other side was McCarthy Town.
And you sometimes shared the gym.
And then sometimes you would see kids from Merriam, but it was like kind of like seeing someone on the... It's what I imagine how a South Korean feels seeing a North Korean on the other side of the DMZ. You know? Like, you see them over there, and you're like... You know, there's a connection there, but you can't speak to them. You speak the same language, but you can't talk to them.
You shared the cafeterias.
And they have different laws.
Libraries, gym. It was...
Yeah, I mean,
good plan.
North Koreans, South Koreans, they share the same peninsula. You know?
Remember the million
it's
pennies
It's the exact they had? Same thing, Mom,
what?
I think.
Remember the thing of a million pennies they had in the foyer?
I don't remember those million pennies.
Oh, that was early on. They had a when huge they first thing built
of,
the building.
Oh, was it like kind of like a cylinder?
Yes, it was.
Okay, there we go. First grade, Uma Thurman.
Nope.
Okay.
Uma Thurman had a million pennies, and she brought them all in one time.
Yeah. Well, they can't do that anymore. They stopped making pennies. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Third grade.
And let me just
early.
Go through the list one more time. Jen, Una. Second is Nancy. Callie.
It wasn't Nancy.
No, Nancy wasn't second.
Callie. So that's fourth. So fifth grade, Karen, Tara.
I mean, that makes sense, but I.
Una, but it's all wrong.
I don't know. Una was not third. I mean, not second. First. Sorry, third.
I feel like I just laid out the timeline there, and you want to switch stuff around. Don't, okay, you can have him there. You can have him there, but don't be wiggling your toes and stuff. You can have him there. I let you cross my boundaries, but now you're trying to take more. Now you're getting comfy. You're burrowing. You can't be burrowing.
It's so true.
This is my podcast.
Okay.
You're on my couch.
Uh-huh.
You've got your plushie.
Okay.
And Uma Thurman was my first grade teacher. Capiche?
I disagree.
Okay. Well, let's agree to disagree on my early school experience.
Yeah.
And move on to another topic here that we're going to talk
that
about.
That was rough.
I mean, here's a question that I want to know about from you guys. What, since this is the Take It Easy podcast, and this is primarily usually hosted by Tucker as well.
Who's on paternity leave.
He's on paternity leave. What do you think about Tucker and I's friendship?
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance, and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Tell me about that.
It's the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah.
We saved each other.
Yeah.
We saved each other. Wow.
Yeah.
That makes it, that's pretty romantic.
It is. It's very romantic. I've seen the Take It Easy videos. It's very, no. It's a close like relationship.
It wasn't romantic,
it's a close
but it was.
Relationship.
The intro's a banger, I think.
I just think it was, I just remember you screaming at him and swearing at him on the, like.
Computer?
You were playing games with him.
Yeah.
And I was like, who are you talking to?
Well, that was probably before before I had you had met him in person. Cause
I had not met him. Yeah.
Yeah, for a period, I only communicated with Tucker. For a period, I only communicated with Tucker over like Skype and stuff. We would remember Skype.
Yeah,
I do.
They.
You thought Tucker was like in a foreign country.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know where he was from.
You thought he was like a 45-year-old man.
Yeah. Sure, from Australia.
Oh, okay.
And you're down in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hits me up on Skype.
No, you were screaming at him, and I was like,
"Hey, Ted,
I'm like, who's
you
wanna that?
You want to play some more games with me?"
And you said, "He's my friend."
Hey,
I said,
"Why don't
we
do something really funny, Ted? Why don't you take off your shirt this time? That'd be really funny. You take off your shirt for a little, for good old Tucker.
Come on,
hey, dude, for your good friend Tucker, we play games all day. You love it. You love it. Yeah, show me your nipples.
That's so creepy.
Oh God.
Yeah."
So who listens to this stuff?
So that's what was rattling around in your head?
No,
when I'm like,
not
playing games
really.
With Tucker.
No, Dad, I knew.
Well, that's what's going on with Dad. He was like.
No, right. When you were like in eighth grade, you were playing video games with some guy from Australia. And I was like, who is this guy in his basement? He's like.
Yeah, turns out he was a kid just like me, just down the street. And that was, I was like in a high traffic area too, because you guys had my computer.
High traffic? What do you think was happening down there?
Dad going back and forth. I could never watch porn on that computer.
Nope.
Why
you weren't
going to
have a computer up in your room for the longest time.
I know. Did I ever have one in high school up in my room? I don't think I ever
did.
You
did not want screens in the room.
Yeah, I don't think I ever throughout, until I was in college, I didn't have one in my room. And then it was awesome coming back from college. I got to set it up in my room and it was awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Breaking the law.
It was great. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we didn't want the distraction.
I mean, but then
phones are bad enough.
I think in doing that though, you created a stronger lust than you could have ever prevented. You
know. It worked out, didn't it?
It did. It did. I would say
it was our calculus.
This is gonna piss Mom off to no end, but I would say that Dad was a little bit, in terms of the butterfly effect, responsible for me becoming a YouTuber.
Really?
Because when I originally wanted to play Minecraft, because I had Total Miner on my Xbox 360, which, by the way, they also put parental controls on my Xbox 360. 2 hours was the most I could play on any given day.
We were so evil.
It was bad. It was bad. What I will say about the parental controls is that it manufactured a... certain level of like freedom, the freedom of like when you guys are going away for a weekend or like going out that night, and you're like, and I'm like, can you take parental controls off the Xbox? And then you put in the code that I never thought to try to figure out for some reason. I'm sure it was the most. It was probably a password.
Yeah. It's probably 1234.
What was the code? Do you know what the code was?
I don't remember.
Really?
It wasn't password. Come on, I'm a computer guy.
What, like football five?
It was probably 19 characters long.
I bet it was Charlie Tuna.
Yeah. I kill you, Tiger, one.
That was my first email. My first email was tigerkillyou1@gmail.com.
1, 2, 3.
I don't know what it was specifically. It was
tigerkillyou1, 2, 3.
It might have been. Now people are going to send emails for that.
It was a tiger phase.
Yeah. I don't think I have access to that email anymore.
Hello, Tiger.
Yeah. But, and
remember,
because when I was a kid, I was really into.
Tigers.
I was really into tigers, but I'm going to put a pin in Tiger right now and finish what I was saying about the. So I really wanted to play Minecraft on my laptop. And then, and I was actually, I think I was saying this to Ethan on the last podcast. You were, I wanted a gaming laptop, is what I asked for, like, my birthday or Christmas or whatever. This. And then Dad was like, no. No, you don't want a game laptop. You want to build a PC. Mm-hmm. And so what we did is, you know, we got all the parts and stuff, and then we built it together on, like, Christmas or something.
We did.
And then
installed the operating system.
That kind of, like, opened up this world of, like, I that's, you know, that computer is where I had my first, like, video editing program. That's where I, like, learned how to do a bunch of, like, nonsense like that. And so I feel like it, you know, my first foray into trying out making YouTube videos in high school, making gaming videos, kind of came from that. So it's like kind of like a butter, you know, I guess your parents are often the result of a lot of butterfly effects.
We try to set you in the right direction.
Yeah. But on that tire.
But you need to understand what a computer was. You didn't. A lot of people think
I don't, computer's I don't like think a refrigerator. I still don't think I understand what a computer is, respectfully. Do you understand how they make the chips?
No, I work for a company that made chips.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What company?
They made boards. Wang Laboratories made their own boards.
No, I mean, like, chips.
They made chips.
No, I'm talking... No, you know what I'm talking about.
You know what chips are.
Not Doritos. no, like, I mean, like, the type of chips that,
fabricated.
Like, the CPUs chips that, like, only the...
integrated circuits.
In Taiwan? Like, they were in Taiwan?
No, they made those in the United States.
Massachusetts.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Probably not anymore.
Before they started making them.
Oh, okay. Well, the way they make them now is crazy. It's like they have to shoot like a laser through a little droplet at the right angle. And it's like ridiculous. Right. And like there's only this one company only makes the mirrors. This one company only makes this type of hardware. It's ridiculous.
Why do you know this?
Because I watch and I learn.
Watch and I learn.
How this is.
And I'm always eternally curious.
I know that. Me too.
And we got a new graphics board for that. Machine once.
Yeah.
I still got the old one. I still got the old bits
in a box somewhere.
In a box. I still use it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got like, I still have that. I have that. I tried booting up that computer now, but I don't think that, I think it's been so long that it like doesn't turn on.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Yeah, one of the things I'm going to do this
winter.
Well,
you know what? It turned on, but it didn't start. Like, the BIOS didn't start up.
I'm going to offload all I can from all those old machines this winter. Find pictures and
junk. I'm just getting...
Give a little, take a mile, huh?
I won't move my toes.
Okay. But the thing I was going to talk about was when I was a kid, I was really into tigers. Tigers were my favorite animal. I would say that if I had to choose now, probably still are. Excellent animal.
Excellent
love those stripes.
Animal.
Show me those stripes. That's what resulted in the email. Tiger kill you one.
Two, three.
Sure. Why are you making sure that people know the email? Why do you need them to know the email that badly?
I just don't understand why you don't get it right.
Tiger kill you 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
No, it was just funny.
One, I wanted an iPad Nano.
iPod Nano
for Christmas. The one with a little screen with a circle on
it. Oh, God. Ted.
And stop. Christmas rolled around.
Ted.
And I did. I was delighted to get an iPod Nano
this
orange.
This is so embarrassing.
Orange. Like a tiger.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, to my horror, I turned the iPod Nano on its reverse side, and permanently engraved in the back is Merry Christmas Tiger written on the back. Not Merry Christmas Ted. Merry Christmas Tiger, as if that's a name I've ever been called. Like, why would I want to be called Tiger? I like tigers. But now my name is we're soft launching a nickname by engraving it into my Christmas gift. What are we? I remember that was one of those things where I was like,
to your benefit, Ted, you never mentioned it until like 2 years ago.
I
didn't
really?
I didn't know that.
Devastating. I was like,
but.
Because it's Christmas, you have to be grateful.
Everybody put a cover on it,
and I was like, thank you so much. And I looked at my son, and I was like,
what the fuck
is that? What the hell is that? Merry Christmas Tiger. Where the fuck did she write that? No, I think that this was a dialogue when it happened, when I got it. I do
think
it was a dialogue. Well, no, because you had told me back then, you were like, oh, I'm sorry, honey. I thought maybe I should put Merry Christmas Teddy, but then I also know you like tigers, so I didn't know what to do.
I think it was you were deciding
between Merry Christmas Teddy and Merry Christmas Tiger.
I don't remember that.
And I think that you were like, you panicked.
It was orange.
You panicked and it was orange. That decision could only be explained by panic, realistically.
I have no idea.
Ma'am, what do you want to put engraved in here?
Shut up.
Ma'am, please.
Ma'am, please,
the line's growing. Ah, Merry Christmas, Tiger! Are you sure? You don't see... Yeah!
I ordered it online.
Let me assemble this fake scenario in my head, please,
for the sake of comedy. Yeah. Okay. But wait.
No, but my parents were very good at getting gifts for me, and you know, for so
put
long...
We put covers on those iPods.
Oh,
Nobody saw the...
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, no, the rubbery kind of covers.
Yeah, the silicone.
Yeah, I think I had something like that. But, yeah, no, I mean, you guys were great at Christmas, because my mom had this really cool tradition of that she carried over from when she was a kid, she's the daughter or a child of six other five other siblings. So one of six. So her parents, my grandparents, did not have time to wrap every single fucking present, but it resulted in a pretty charming thing, which was
Santa
probably
gifts.
More accurate to what would happen with Santa anyways,
yeah,
too.
Santa
in the lore,
unwrapped.
I mean, yeah. So you'd show up, you lived in a ranch, so it was one floor. But for me, I would come downstairs on Christmas, and there were these two couches, and then the Christmas tree, and then one couch was for my sister and my older sister, and then one was for me, and it would be all the presents that we got from Santa, just in one moment, just fucking overload of dopamine, all in one go. Like you didn't spread it out over the morning. It was like, the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
That was my experience. But
you guys also kept some ones for Santa, though. They were wrapped, too, though. Like when we got the
Those
Wii.
Those are from Mom and Dad.
I thought like the Wii was from...
Oh, the Wii was from Santa. Santa. Yeah, sure.
I remember the
Wii. I think you were older than that,
though. I remember the Wii. I was 10. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you didn't believe in Santa.
That was a good Christmas.
Oh, I did not believe in Santa at 10. I knew what was going on. But I mean, like, the Wii was big.
Wii tennis.
I don't think that there's going to be a moment in, like, sort of gaming like the Wii was. Because the Wii, that's probably the most involved you guys were in gaming.
Oh, yeah.
At any given moment. We had... Yeah. We had like some family friends over at sometimes, and we would people are drinking, and we're all crowded. Not enough space for that many people, by the way. All crowded around, looking at the TV and taking turns bowling. Like we were all at the bowling alley in our basement, which was great. You know,
it was awesome.
And they tried to kind of keep it going with like the Kinect and stuff on the Xbox and stuff, but it wasn't the same.
Too bad you never picked that up from the post
office. I know. I don't even want to talk about that. Don't even tell.
I think that's a good story.
Basically my parents sent me a bunch of things from my childhood.
It was Christmas.
From Christmas that year, and then also a bunch of stuff like my first Xbox, or the only Xbox I ever had, my original
Nintendo 64.
My Nintendo 64, my first gaming console that I ever had that was a hand-me-down from my cousin. And they were all, to be honest, I'm just terrible picking up things when they're sent to me. Like, the old apartment I was at, sometimes things wouldn't get delivered, and they get sent to like a local, you know, FedEx office or whatever where you could pick them up. But if you wait too long, they just fucking get rid of it. And I waited too long, and I, you know,
over 6 months.
I would justify it by saying I didn't know that my original childhood treasures were in there, but I still just didn't go. I did.
Ted, you asked us to send it.
Now, settle down. Let's not keep litigating.
I'm
on
settled.
This. Let's not keep litigating on this and remember the joy that we have being here all together.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Sure.
Can we do that?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
$140 bucks to send that.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
There was so much stuff in it.
What do you think
How
happens
big was this?
When you
I've never
something.
Seen this package. How big
I know,
was it?
I know.
How big was
it? It had the Nintendo in it. It had
heavy.
Christmas
okay,
presents
well,
in
I,
it.
I could guarantee you that somebody's got it. Because they'll send those
it's abandoned property.
I think there was family heirlooms, like very expensive jewels and stuff too.
No, there was no jewels. I had no jewels. Only the two you gave me.
Oh,
you made those your own.
Only two gave me jewels.
You made those on your own.
My balls. We're talking about my balls.
You don't have to.
Well, I just want for people.
How do you decorate this place, Ted? How do you go about this? There's a picture of a cow next to a thing for Guinness.
How do I decorate? I decorated
New York City.
I decorated by following my heart.
New York City subway.
I decorated by following my heart.
Don't.
That's so much weight behind that. You don't have to live here. You don't have to live here. You're welcome to stay.
I don't live here.
You're welcome to stay, but you know.
Thanks.
What are you going for when you decorate? What's your
theme?
Thought process.
I'm looking to capture my personality in an eclectic manner.
Oh yeah, it's captured.
It's totally
captured.
What is this? I didn't think I would do a podcast with my wonderful parents who love me so much and get bullied. Every other person that's ever been in this podcast has looked at my place and they says, I love how you decorated your place. You've done such a great job.
I like the license plates.
You have done such a great job.
Don't you like that I've at least decorated?
I like that mirror over there.
Oh, yeah, you hung stuff up. That's excellent.
Don't you like that I actually tried instead of just living in a shit bin?
Yep.
Of course.
Betcha. The clock is always at 10:45.
Yeah, we got to change that.
Are you proud of me?
Battery in there. I am. Very proud.
You proud of me?
Very proud of you, Ted.
Okay.
When are we going to Yosemite?
Oh, yeah. That is something that we've needed to do.
You owe me a Yosemite trip. Still.
Yeah, there was a...
A lack of planning.
Yeah. No, we... Well, okay. So, when my dad... When I first moved out to... Los Angeles, my dad and I, we were going to a bunch of national parks, and one of the national parks that we were going to go to was Yosemite, but like when we showed up, they had just decided to start doing the
timed entry.
not even the timed entry, like making a reservation before you showed up, in order, because Yosemite's like the most popular.
It wasn't just that we were going to national parks. We drove from Acton, Massachusetts to Los Angeles, California.
We did. In the truck.
In the truck.
In the Toyota Tacoma. And it was a good trip. It was a good trip.
Cow game.
And I learned many things on that trip.
Many things?
Yeah. I learned about Alka-Seltzer.
That's right. You did, didn't you?
Yeah. Remember, you want to tell that story?
About the Talking Bird Cafe?
Yeah, the Talking Bird Bar.
Talking Bird Bar. Well, we left Glacier was heading.
Yeah.
We're heading west from there. So we were going to Wyoming,
I think, at the time.
Right. We were going to go to, into Washington State. But first we had to stop.
Did we go to Yellowstone? We went to Yellowstone, didn't we?
Went to Yellowstone and then north.
Oh, so north we must have been in Idaho.
We were. Well, it was on the edge of Idaho. It was Montana-Idaho border where this Talking Bird Cafe was. And you for some reason, wanted to drink Fireball.
So we got to contextualize where I'm at with my parents at this point. So I've graduated college. My parents are now no longer, you know, and I'm a YouTuber now. I'm making money. My parents no longer need to worry about if I'm going to live or die. So they're sick now. They're dope. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
You know what you're doing.
I can't.
You're being dope.
I ask you what you're doing, you immediately apologize. You know exactly what you're
doing. I have a cramp.
This is like trying to keep a toddler happy right now. You're like, can I have a stuffy? Can I have a stuffy? I don't like sitting like this.
It's cold in here.
I told you that. It's hot. We've exchanged roles. I am now the toddler.
And other than this behavior, they've gotten pretty sick.
Do you have any juice boxes?
No, I don't have any juice boxes. Do you want a grog? You want one of those? You want a grog? Yeah. That's the closest thing.
Oh, those are horrible.
Don't say that. That's
sorry,
so rude.
Sorry.
Now my parents are sick, though. I get to drink with my parents. I get to say fuck and shit. Maybe even cunt with my parents.
Stop it. And why is that cool?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Because I get to swear. I get to do whatever I want!
Oh my God.
I can be a rebel. I can smoke weed with my parents. And so we're in the middle of nowhere at this truck stop in on the border of Montana and Idaho, and I'm like, I want to get drunk with my dad. We're at a Super 8 motel.
I say,
let's go across the street and get some Fireball. We're doing shots.
Ew.
We did shots. And we're in the fucking hotel room doing shots of Fireball. And then we hit the town, which was five buildings. And we walked over to this bar. It was called the Talking Bird Bar. I got a chicken parm. They had food there. I got a chicken parm. What'd you get?
I can't remember. What kind of bird was that was talking?
It was I think it was
dodo bird.
Like a
magpie.
I think it was a magpie. Yeah. Okay. And there was a guy in the bar that was possibly the most racist individual I've ever met. By and large, gotta be the most racist individual I think I've met. Do you remember this guy?
Oh, it was weird because it was COVID and some people were in masks at that point, others weren't.
This guy, no mask.
Did you have a nickname for him?
No. I think you're thinking of Crazy Eyes, but that's a whole different story.
Different place. Okay.
That was at Corn Palace. But who you met? You met Crazy Eyes.
I did earlier
in that trip. But this guy was a trucker. My dad does this thing when he meets an interesting person where he knows that he can manipulate this person to say the most ridiculous nonsense.
Just want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, he's just trying to hear him out. You're just trying to hear him out.
Ask him some questions. And so
this guy will say a little thing, and my dad will respond in kind to that, and maybe even ask follow-up questions. And now this person's like, oh, well, because they're not used to having... He's used to being like the guy at the bar like this and being like...
Somebody sees me.
They're pouring over the border, man. They're pouring over the border.
Yeah.
My dad's like, why do you feel that way? Or like, he'll be like, tell me more. And the guy's like...
Oh, I have an audience.
The guy started talking about like... He was going on a whole tangent about the pilgrims.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. For 30 minutes or something. And I think I'm still drinking. I'm doing like Jack and Cokes or something.
Oh yeah, you were hammering drinks.
So I'm drunk and I'm just kind of like looking over my dad. I'm like, what the fuck is going on over there? We ate dinner with that man, but
not really.
You ate dinner?
No, we didn't really. We were at the bar.
I mean, yeah, but he was right next to us. And you were chatting him up the whole
12
night.
Other people.
Yeah, you were talking to him. Were you talking to me?
Well, you were just losing yourself in your drink.
Yeah, no, I was losing myself in the bottle. No, so then after that, I got the spins, and I was pretty dizzy. And that later that night, I wake up at like 6 a.m., and I am like so sick. And I am throwing up in the bathroom. And my dad knew this, and you know, he went over to the same place we got the fireball from, and he picks up some Alka-Seltzers, which is like these little, if you don't know what they are, the effervescent tablets you put in water, and they have like, it's kind of the equivalent of like drinking like kind of like a carbonated sort of thing that'll settle your stomach, and also like a Tylenol. So it's kind of like a Tums and a Tylenol. It's pretty good for settling because it stops you from needing to throw up anymore.
It's the best.
And it also gets rid of the headache. It may have aspirin.
It has aspirin.
And
I go buy the things. I go to the truck stop, buy them, come back, and where are you when I get back?
On the floor, probably.
You're in the shower.
Oh, yeah, I was in the shower. Well, because I kept throwing up. I was like, I might as well just. I just kept throwing up. I might as well just cover my, and my head hurts so much. I'm like, I'm gonna cover myself in cold water, and anytime I throw up, it's just gonna go straight down the drain.
Ew.
So I'm just like sitting there, so like water pouring down, and they're just like in through the shades comes a cup, and he's like, drink this.
I
grab that and I drink it, and like. Within like 3 hours, you know, we had to get back on the road, but you know, pretty soon after that, I was good.
You were ready to drink again.
Not for a while.
Let's do it.
I was doing good, and it never left me since. I always carry Alka-Seltzer at all times.
It's an essential.
Yeah. And I also just don't drink as much, but so it that happens
helps.
Less.
Yeah.
But,
that helps. You live and learn.
But it was a good time. Yeah, I mean, I think I swear more when I'm around you guys.
Really?
I think I do it as an internalized rebellion.
Your sister swears like a truck driver. She's got the worst language.
Emily does swear a lot. Come on. She does swear a lot, but I think it's because she experienced something similar. I don't know. I don't know if you guys weren't abusive to me at all. But
parental controls.
It never reached me. They were all... You got them all out on Emily.
She blocked it, right? She was the firstborn, so.
Yeah.
You got away with everything.
Well, yeah, I never got my mouth washed out with soap.
That's true.
Yeah, that was like some classic. That was some classic corporal right there.
I had to do what we had to do.
Yeah,
I don't even know why it was.
What's up? Yeah. Why it happened?
You were there.
Oh, I was there.
I don't know why it happened.
Horrible.
You know what? I think I was talking about this with someone the other day. You know what my favorite thing is? What? Something you would do, Mom, when I was a kid. That like nowadays I'm just like I totally know what that was. Whenever Emily was being a pill, you would call her you're being such a witch, and it was such a like thinking back on it now I'm like, it's just the closest you could get to calling her what you wanted to without actually saying it, where it was just like change a letter, like you were so close to just being like
she was being a witch though. I know, but she was being witch.
I just love that because it's like, because to a kid, it's like, you know, it works.
She wasn't a little kid.
I know, but when you're younger, like it works. It's like, you know, you don't, because it's like, oh yeah, no, you were being like a green witch from Halloween. That's what it was coming off of. But to you, it was like, you're being a fucking bitch right now.
What was your favorite Halloween?
Was my favorite Halloween of all time?
Can you think of one? Because it is Halloween tonight.
I don't. You're right. Actually, we are recording this on Halloween.
Right, and you going out later?
I'm briefly going to go out, and you guys are probably going to sleep.
Oh, we're not going anywhere. We'll we're going out of town, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. So tonight is Halloween right now.
I'm
wondering what was my favorite Halloween as a kid.
What was your favorite costume? Maybe that would determine the Halloween.
It's weird. I don't really have too many strong memories of Halloween. I think because Halloween was purely like a capitalist endeavor for me. I think it really was all business.
You know that you didn't like to dress up when you were little?
I believe that. Because I feel like when you're a kid, you're always worried about being embarrassed.
Yeah, I think you were embarrassed about it. But yeah. You said that happened to you too, that you didn't like to when you were very little.
Yeah.
Well, I think I wanted to receive the spoils, and I didn't want to have to do anything to get it. I wanted to show up
and get
candy.
Sure.
There you go.
But like I do remember there were years where it was like we would show up with a trash bag because the little plastic pumpkins that we had did not have enough surface area to cover all the candy that I intended to acquire.
Was it a pillowcase? That was.
Pillowcase seems more right.
Yeah,
it was definitely a pillowcase. But, yeah, so I think it was, what I remember in the visual that I'm getting in my head is, like, just pouring out all the candy and, like, separating it and sort of, like, seeing the stock, separating the shitty stuff, you know, the Mike and Ike's, getting those out of here. Nobody wants Mike and Ike's. No, nobody wants Mike and Ike's.
I think
Mike and Ike's. No.
People like them.
You like Mike and Ike's?
They're like gummies.
No. Mike and Ike's are like just like a different jelly bean. I mean, first of all, jelly beans aren't even that good.
No, jelly beans.
Nobody likes jelly beans. Well, the only jelly beans that are good are the...
Jelly bellies.
I like jelly beans.
The only jelly beans that are good are the... oh my God. The Sweet Tart ones. Sweet Tart brand jelly beans.
Those are very good. Yeah.
But any other jelly bean is just like, what are we doing? Mm. What are we doing? Because the jelly bean is a... That is a fossil of a candy, you know? That's something that you would
They last.
That a jelly bean,
they don't go bad for a long time.
Is something to be tossed on into the dirt to a starving Victorian child as a sign of goodwill on Christmas.
Oh
my that is
God.
Not something that
jelly beans
that
are great.
I think they gave licorice oranges.
You love a licorice jelly bean.
We have
I love them.
I think
I like
beyond
licorice.
After we've landed on the moon, I don't think the jelly beans need to be around. Like, we've got the technology to create better things.
Well, jelly beans made all these different flavors.
Well, that's the only jelly... I feel like they've cornered... That's the only jelly beans other than the Sweet Tart ones that I ever see.
Well, there's other brands, but... I've never been a fan of jelly beans in my life.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Unfortunately.
I don't get it.
It's like 10 o'clock right now. You guys are getting tired. I'm getting tired.
I started off tired.
You did start off tired.
Been yawning the whole time.
Yeah, you've been yawning the whole time. You've been antsy. We can wrap it up here, but I don't know. Do you guys want to end it each with, I don't know, some...
Opening our mouths as hard as we can?
Well, we've already done that. We got that. I got what I needed there. I mean, after you did that, this whole podcast was a success in my view.
Do we want to talk about how cool you are now?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are... because I know you guys have been holding back.
Yeah.
Because I know you guys have been holding back, and if you want to admit how cool I was, or like, what's the coolest thing I ever did when I was a kid? Come on!
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You did a lot of cool things because you used to film.
Film
and you made up... You had a great... mind.
This is called
creative mind.
This is like the parents glaze section.
The best thing you ever did in film was the death of the Minuteman.
Oh, oh my claymation. God! Oh, wow.
You just activated my brain like a sleeper agent. I had not thought of that. This was like
I still have it,
like the video.
Oh yeah.
This was a stop motion animation I did on my DSi. In elementary school,
DSi?
It's a... It was like the Game Boy, but it was like the one that I could draw on.
You could film on that?
You could take pictures on it. It had a little camera in the front.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
We did it in like Windows. We did that. We edited... I think we edited in Windows Movie Maker, but it was basically for school, and it was like... Was it the Battle of Bull Run?
Battle of Monmouth, New Jersey.
Monmouth, New Jersey.
Revolutionary War thing.
And it was really just a vehicle for me to exhibit violence in a cinematic form. It was a bunch of like claymation colonial guys. And it was like, I mean, how else is a child going to illustrate a battle in claymation form other than just guys getting shot, bleeding gratuitously,
and then falling and dying, just over and over again.
Bleeding out was
so great. It was just like shooting each other, dying, and I think that we edited in like the battle flute music in the background. So it was like there was no gunshot sounds either. I think it was just kind of like. Like a silent movie other than music. It was a silent movie. It was just the music in the background and just like these visuals. And I think with the projects I would do in school, I was always really pushing it. Because there was also time in world history class that we did... there was this section we did on Columbus. And I got my neighbor William Haverstock. And I played... Okay, it was a different time or whatever. I played Columbus. This is high school. Give me a break. We were talking about how Columbus was like, you know, I guess we did talk about how Columbus was like kind of bad to the native population there. And so
kind of,
pretty bad. And so I'm like talking to this other guy who's playing a native and I'm like, hey, get back to work. I need more gold. And then William Haverstock turns around and he says, you know what, Chris, why don't you just go fuck yourself? And I bleeped out the fuck. And yeah. I showed that in school.
Yeah.
In front of the whole class. And I remember the teacher seeing that and going, whoa! And I did not get in trouble.
No.
I did not. Like, that was her, the only dialogue on it. Maybe a little bit of a reflection after. But she was like, whoa! Because I straight up had just like a bleeped out. It was like... like well, fucking MTV.
It. So you bleeped it.
Yeah, I was like,
well, for the claymation one, swear. The claymation one, at the end, you had the guy get shot and then blood was spreading out.
Yes, spreading.
And that you showed it to
the
teacher.
I was committed to realism.
And the teacher kind of said, yeah, maybe you should dial back on that a little bit.
On the gore.
I was committed to realism. I was committed to that. They surely bled out.
Yeah.
And so I had to portray that. You know, people had to understand the horrors of that, of the Civil War.
Right. It was your job to show them.
Yeah, so I was sort of a history buff back in the day, but yeah. Well, thanks for hyping me up, guys, and coming on the pod. Appreciate you so much. You guys are the best. I love you so much. You're the best parents ever.
The only.
Thank you.
We're the only.
You miss Tucker. Bye, Tucker.
Bye, Tucker. Hope to. Do you want to give any well wishes to Tucker and Emma as they continue wiping ass?
Yeah, wipe what, ass. Wipe those ass.
Because sure. That's what they're doing. Do they're wiping what? A baby's ass and then stopping it from crying. They're feeding it
kissing.
And
kissing. All day.
They're that's kissing their do. Baby. Every day.
They're okay. kissing their baby.
Okay. But do you have any, like, tips before we end the pod?
Tips?
Tips. Give a tip. Give a tip to Tucker.
Take it easy.
God. You're such a... You're ridiculous.
All right. That's all you can
any
do.
Any tips, Dad?
She said, "Take it easy. You can't do better than that."
That's all you can do.
Yeah, they're clocked
don't
out.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
They're so clocked out right now. All right, well, fuck. Thanks for listening to this episode of Take It Easy with My Parents. Hope you enjoyed hearing their stories and various stuff. And we'll catch you out on the next episode. I think Tucker might be back on the next episode, but if woo-hoo. You see me again with just a guest, then he's not. He needs more time. But we're gonna play it by ear, and we're also gonna take it easy. But I don't have any way to sign this. Bye.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.